The dry bean scene, brought to you by SRS Commodities, North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, and BASF, your season-long pressure relief portfolio for growing dry beans. North Harvest Bean Growers Association District Representative Joe Mauch joins us today. Joe, tell me, how does your navy bean crop look so far?
It got to a slow start, but for the most part, with the warmer weather, it kind of caught up. And, you know, I think harvest is going to be a little bit late, but as far as yields and that, in our small area here, we don't have a whole lot of edible beans around us, but I think our area, things are looking pretty good for circumstances. It seems like if it's flowering, which I'm sure we got a little bit of flowering during that time, it just seems like that heat just hurts them flowers, and then they don't develop into pods when it's really hot like that. But I think we're going to have some of that in one flush. Seems like the beans have like three flushes as it goes up the plant, and, you know, the lower ones are first, and as it goes up and towards the higher ones, if it's hotter and sunnier out, you know, when I say hotter, 90 plus probably, you know, it kind of shrivels them flowers up and they don't develop. So I think we're going to have some of that. Otherwise, it seems good, I guess.
And Joe, have you seen any white mold yet this year?
Actually, we go 30 inch rows for navies, and we have not sprayed for white mold the last few years, just because I think with the rotation and the wider spacing, you don't have as thick of beans, I guess, which kind of develop the white mold. So we have not sprayed, I guess, the last couple of years.
The dry bean scene, brought to you by SRS Commodities, North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, and BASF, your season-long pressure relief portfolio for growing dry beans.